are you approaching adjuvant therapy in the patient with the estrogen receptor positive, HER2 negative tumor?
Well, that's a group that is markedly heterogeneous. And if we refer to the gene expression profiling studies in breast cancer, there are at least two completely different diseases there called luminal A and luminal B. So the luminal A are not that difficult to diagnose in clinical practice. These are tumors where you see a very high hormone receptor content, both for estrogen receptors and progesterone receptors. These tumors are proliferating very slowly, so usually the Ki-67 is low and they are most often grade 1. And these are tumors for which I think chemotherapy brings very little, if anything. So even when these tumors have been neglected by the patient and the diagnosis is made late and there are two positive nodes, for example, I am not sure that you need to give chemotherapy. I think they are not chemotherapy responsive. On the other hand, I think for the luminal B tumors, it's a completely different story. These are tumors where you have a lot more proliferation ongoing. The endocrine responsiveness is not always evident when you look at the expression of the receptor. Sometimes they are not present in high concentrations. And there, I think chemotherapy brings something. It's just that we have not been doing the trials very in a smart way in the past because we have put all these patients all together. I more and more believe that we need to put the luminal A completely aside when we ask chemotherapy questions. They are just contaminating the group and making the results at the end very difficult to interpret.